Yeah, this is a recording for Asia Pacific questions and answers. And this will be for all questions and answers for regular Zoom meetings, any spiritual type questions and or phase documents questions and answers. So anybody who has the first question, go ahead, feel free. Jump in there, Elizabeth. I know you're biting at the jumping up to bed.
well, I have asked my question so many times, and I one of my questions I have asked, and I emailed it to you.
Yeah, I'll answer.
Because I've just mentioned it, you know, multiple times over the years.
Yeah, I'll answer it the best I can. Okay, so what is your specific question? Let's put it that way.
Okay, so in the newsletter that you send out, one of the phrases that you, when you talk about money, is it may take 5 or 10 or even 20 years to rid ourselves of money. And in brackets, you have the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a professional mindset coach, you know, life coaching background, business coaching background. And one of the limiting beliefs that stop people from achieving everything they want is that they believe money is the root of all evil. And it's a limitation. It limits people, and it stops them from achieving what they want because they don't have an abundant mindset. And often it's the spiritual people who have this limiting belief who tend to be, unfortunately, poorer because of that, which is awfully sad because often the spiritual people are, you know, very good people. And, you know, money to me is neutral. It's just energy. It's the hand that holds the money that's either good mm-hmm. or evil.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So this I firmly believe, and I see it playing out in the world all the time. And the reason why money is being released to us, we know why, you know, because of the white hats are returning our money to the people, which is taking obviously many years to achieve such a tremendous feat. This money will allow us to fulfill our humanitarian work. So to say it's evil, it's the root of all evil, it's bad, when we're actually using this money to do good in the world, it just contradicts my beliefs about money, because okay. Money's neutral energy, and the wider community who don't really know what's going on, if we go around, I mean, I can't tell someone money's the root of all evil because it's not. So the just the concepts of that are in your newsletter with regard to money contradict my beliefs about money, which is neutral in its energy. So I have mentioned this, you know, multiple times.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And I know in time you want to, you know, okay. Everyone should have, we want a world of peace and prosperity. But that's okay. Going to take.
All right. So let me answer your question. It's the way I see. Okay. So first of all, those phase documents that you're referring to were channeled through me. Okay. So they come from a good place. And the object of WBG is to transition from a 3D way of thinking into a 5D way of thinking, unity consciousness. So as far as I'm aware, planet Earth is the only remaining planet in our galaxy that still uses money as a form of exchange for service. So having said that, what we are, you know, because we're coming from 3D, we're coming from a place of ego and head in 3D. And 5D is more about unity consciousness and working from the heart. Specifically, Okay, so when you remove money, and when I say money, the root of all evil, that's actually a quote from the Bible.
That's it's not an my... incorrect quote from the Bible, and I know that it's an incorrect quote.
Let me finish. Okay, and it's also that interpretation is also a mindset or a belief or a what do you call it, a dogma, if you want, or a what's the word I'm looking for? At any rate, it's a mindset that has been drilled into our heads since the beginning of time by the cabal. Money is a cabal concept. The concept that WBG is moving towards is the concept of the old North America Indians or Aboriginals from around the world. Previous to the white man coming, all these natives never had money as a form of trade. They had a little bit of bartering here and there, you know, when they came in contact with another trade or another tribe, but they never had money per se. So money itself is a cabal construct. And it's something that we don't need going into 5D. 5D is unity consciousness. Everyone's working together. When you talk about money, money has been, and you're right, it is just a tool and it is just energy. But unfortunately, thus far, as far as the planet is concerned, it has been vastly abused by the few. So by removing that element from the planet and allowing people to work from their heart instead of having to go to a job constantly every day is more palatable, so to speak. So it's all in terms of the way I see money. It's just people have been indoctrinated into believing that they have to use it, and you don't. You don't need money. It's a belief system. It really is. If people would learn to work from their heart center directly, you don't need money. So when I say that. And WBG is created in such a way that everyone will be helping everyone. So again, the only time money will be used is in the very, very, very beginning. We have to use money. That's part of the transition period. And the 5 or 10 or 15, 20 years that you talked about, that's the time period projected that it would take to remove money. Our planet is already in the process of doing that through Nisera Jisera. The whole purpose of Nisera and Jisera is to hydrate the planet with so much money, so much abundance that you won't need it anymore. It'll become dirt cheap. Money is going to become a thing of the past. It's actually physical money is almost gone. It's turning into digital now. So the next step.
Well, exactly. So it is about commodities. If you understand,
yes.
Bretton Woods.
Yes. Right now. Yeah. Right now it is. Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
That process is going to take time. It's going to take. I mean, it can take 10, 20, 50 years. No, nobody knows that time period.
Yeah. So
and it's like going from 1 to 10 to say, you know, money is the root of all evil. If you tell that to the wider community. Who doesn't understand really what's going on, it won't resonate with them. And this is what my point is. You're going
too
from
bad.
One to 10.
It's too bad. This is the direction that WBG is going, period. And within WBG, with everybody helping everybody, one the philosophy is that everyone will be contributing. It's like a form of collectivism or a form of Ubuntu, if you want to call it that. It's just a different perspective of how you look at life and you know, that kind of thing. So money is fading out fast. And when we develop our projects, okay?
Physical, yes, but we're moving into the blockchain world, tokenization of all assets.
Yeah, let me finish. So as WBG evolves from project to project to project, the idea is that every project will become self-sufficient. Once that project becomes self-sufficient, now it's not going to happen overnight. It's probably, you know, like we even know nowadays that a company right from the beginning takes 3 to 5 years to become profitable. We know that. That's a fact. That's a business fact. But having said that, that type of thing won't happen under WBG because we are moving to self-sufficiency. So we're not going to have any interest, you know, that kind of stuff. And when we come, when each of these projects become self-sufficient, there won't be a need for money because the company is self-sufficient. And that will be with every project around the world. So once we become self-sufficient internal to WBG, it won't matter externally what happens around us. It won't matter, because everything within WBG will be all self-sufficient. You won't need money, period. It won't be necessary. But like I said, that will take time. And how long that'll take, I have no idea.
Nobody knows the answer.
That's right. So we just put a number on there, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know. It could be 30 years. But it doesn't mean that WBG can't be have no money working internal. So as soon as WBG projects become profitable and up and running, self-sufficient, this is when the money will start being removed from within WBG. And so all products and services within WBG will be free to WBG members as well. So there's a lot of moving parts within WBG once we get going. Right now, off the top of my head, and I don't have this number, I think Luna might have that number, but we're probably up in the neighborhoods of, right now we have over 2,000 people in our group. Some of them have one or two projects, others have 5 or 10. I know of a couple that have 20 or 25 projects. So you put them all together, we're probably looking at about 20,000 projects in total, just starting. And that's never mind WBG growing, which I believe it will happen, because there's a lot of other groups out there which don't have the infrastructure that WBG has. But having said that, WBG is probably the smallest of all the groups. one of the smallest. There's actually a couple smaller than us, but we are one of the smaller ones. But we are the ones that have the only infrastructure going forward post RV that will actually help people migrate from a 3D reality to 5D Unity consciousness. We're the only group that does that. Period. That I'm aware of. Anybody else have any questions first? Feel free. Don't be shy. Tina, Kay, Forrest. Yeah.
No questions for me right now. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Kay. You're muted. No, you're still muted. It might be your computer.
Might not have connected to the audio.
Yeah.
When you started, you have to come out. Go
there
out
it is. There it is. You're working.
Okay.
I heard.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You got it now.
There you go.
Cool. Yeah, just taking my plugs out because unfortunately it's not working properly.
Yeah.
I just wanted to find out. is the, I mean, there's requirements throughout in the US, but do they actually comply to Australia as well?
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
To as when you go into the redemption center,
yeah,
are the requirements exactly the same as US for us?
As far as I'm aware, they're probably similar, because every country, we're going away from borders, and every country and every person will be sovereign unto themselves. So it'll look like more like a region rather than a border, if you want to call it that. The only difference is there will be a slight difference in terms of exchange purposes. So if you're going to be exchanging in Australia, it looks like you'll be exchanging in your dollar, whereas in the United States they'll be exchanging in the American dollar. But other than that, I believe the process will be very similar.
Okay, so all right. There was another question that I was going to want to ask. Any idea on the what bank we'll be using, or is that sort of not really disclosed to us yet?
That is not disclosed to us yet. That will probably happen when we receive the safe links. I have about 7 sources for the safe link and 800s coming to me. So whenever I get them, I will post them in 7 areas in WBG. I'll post them in the Telegram main chat, yes. Telegram channel chat, Telegram help menu, WBG signal, the special edition of the newsletter, and also in the back office as well. And then also Luna will be doing a group phone call from anybody who is part of the signal group. She'll do a group signal call as well. So when you see, I've actually made a picture already of a big red button that says RV time. So when you see that big red button, you'll know.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Just like many of us here, Nick.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, if you want to ask another question, Elizabeth, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm okay for the time being. So yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Elizabeth, you had another question?
Well, no. I mean, I don't have another question, because things are, it is as it is, you know, from your perspective, so there's no point really asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Wells Fargo is the main bank, the main Jacara bank being used in the US, and they're not in Australia as far as I know, they're not in New Zealand, so we just have to find out
mm-hmm.
how things will work from our side, because we don't have those banks here. I would think and that's possibly the ANZ in New Zealand. If any bank, it could be ANZ, because I've seen ANZ listed on documents. Mm-hmm. So that is one option if it is quantum compliant. We not at this stage, but possibly in future. We just don't know that yet.
Yeah, in Canada. We possibly might have, we do have some HSBCs here. We also have, we'll probably, I think we might be using Scotiabank, maybe TD. But other than that, I don't think we have a Wells Fargo here. I mean, if we do, it's not very many. So we'll find out when we get the safe links.
You do in the US. That's the main bank being used as as Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Ask a question here, answer a question in, give me a second here, detect. I'm just translating here. Okay, so let's Okay. Yeah, so we have someone here.
No, I got that one.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, that's the one from Brazil.
Okay. All right. So you're translating for that? Okay.
I was already dealing with her. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't realize that. Okay. All right. So next question. Doesn't matter what it is. Feel free to ask the question. Any questions, Glenn?
Have you guys been getting any weather bombs or anything over there?
None.
We just had a big one here last week.
A weather balloon or a bomb?
A weather bomb. Was a big, they called it Cyclone Gabriel.
Oh, no, not really. No, we've been pretty mild here. We got a little bit of snow, but it's turning into rain right now. So we're pretty mild.
And there's floods everywhere.
Yeah.
11 dead so far, and they reckon there's thousands missing that they've got to get accounted for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Would that be like a hurricane? Military or a cyclone? Saying that
they're just seeing bodies washing down the rivers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, hopefully that'll all go away when. Yeah. I think some of that might be still caused by a little bit of HAARP going on, but I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost my power at my place for 4 days. The water still worked and everything, but we lost the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No internet or anything like that. And there's still people in some parts of Hawke's Bay and around the country that have still lost power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hopefully once we have NYSERDA kick in, we'll be off of free energy and a lot of that won't be going on anymore, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no internet, so I'm on a hot spot at the moment. We've got no internet around 100 houses around where we are. And they do say it's deep state retaliation because Jacinta has been removed. So that's what they're saying, the same as with Turkey as well. There's hot technology. But New Zealand has never experienced anything like what we are experiencing right now on the North Island. So for us as a nation, it is quite devastating.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened.
Yeah.
Happening around many countries around the world. There are floods right now in Syria and so many different countries.
Mm-hmm. Would that be considered like a, the cause of that, would that be considered like a hurricane?
The cyclone Gabriel is what they're calling it.
But cyclone. That's a hurricane. Yeah.
Technology.
A cyclone is just basically the same thing as a hurricane. It just spins in the opposite direction. That's the only difference.
Where, doesn't it come from the water too, the cyclone?
Yeah. Well, there's different types.
Hurricane is land.
Yeah. What's that?
The hurricane is land.
It's a cyclone, what we've experienced.
Yeah, it's a cyclone. It's coming from the ocean.
That's right. Yeah, it moves into land. Yeah. Yeah. They're different than tornadoes. But tornadoes, you can have land tornadoes, you can have water tornadoes called a water spout, and you can have a fire tornado as well. But at any rate, any other, questions? At all, period, or doesn't matter what those questions are, feel free to ask them. I'll try and answer them the best I can. That's why we're here. No more questions? No, Tina is yeah, she's Portuguese, so she can't ask the question. I guess Luna's doing the best to help her with that.
No, it's not Tina.
Oh, isn't it?
No, it's Sarah, and she's not here anymore.
Oh, she left. Okay. I thought it was Tina. Okay.
Hi, Gio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt to connect with Luna.
Yeah.
Because I have I sent her the templates to mm-hmm. her, and she picked them up. I don't know whether she's actually she's still got them, so she's doing a check. So yeah, that should be under Kay Sawatsky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll take care. Yeah. She'll take care of that aspect. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just checking it right now.
Because I was meant to connect with Luna mm-hmm. ages ago, and it never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her domain.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
That was when I was on special assignment.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind sending it again, Kay.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't see it in my send folder.
That's a real problem because right now I'm actually in the middle of a rainforest, mm-hmm. And my internet is not good.
Yeah. Okay. What did you want? Her email?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've got an email,
okay,
but I don't. Mm. That's in my computer, mm. And it's I don't have it on my pad, so it's a real problem.
Okay, I got a couple of other places I can look. I'll look.
Yeah, because you sent me an email to say that you had received it, and that you got it and it was okay.
Okay.
Well, might get to do it again.
No. I'll find it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll leave that for you guys to figure out.
Yep. I'm on it. I'll be in touch by email.
Does everyone understand phase documents? Read through the phase documents and they understand them? You have any questions about them?
Who is writing these documents?
Sorry, what was that question?
Who is writing the documents?
Me.
On your own, or are there other people?
Just me.
You?
Just me. I channeled the whole thing. The whole thing came through me. I can't even say Luna did it because it wasn't her at all. It was all me, all my fault. Yeah, they all come from a good place. So the way it comes through me is I get it almost like a paragraph. I get a full paragraph put in my head, and then I have to sort of quickly sort of assemble that paragraph and type it out. I don't have that. Some people have automatic writing where they can have that spirit come through their arms and have spirit type it out. I can't do that. Do it that way. So I have the but a paragraph at a time put in my head, and then I type it out the best way I understand what the concept of what they're trying to say through me.
Did you ask the spirit who gave it to you? Was he working in was it working in the light? Did you actually ask that question before you got it channel two?
Channel two?
If you channel that information, what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Did you actually make sure that entity that you got that information from, mm-hmm. that was channeled in the light?
Of course.
Did you?
Of course. Yeah, they don't like. They don't. When you're channeling, the best way you can tell whether an entity, if you want to call it an entity or a guide or whatever, the best way you can tell whether or not they're not of the light is if they try to dictate to you the ideas of what they're trying to say. But if you ask the question of what they want to provide, and then they provide the answer, that's different than have a concept directly dictated to you, so to speak.
So are we allowed, are other people allowed to get involved in this, in the formation and the concept of these ideas, or is it
absolutely only, yeah, absolutely, yeah,
sounds like it's only your ideas and we're yeah. not allowed to get yeah. involved in that,
yeah, the whole, that's the whole, yeah, I think it's a, if you read I think the beginnings of phase two, I believe it basically says everything is just a, that's a brand new concept, never been done before, and it's just a framework, it's a focal point, it's a direction where we can move together as a group, and if we have to make a few changes along the way, hey, it's no problem, we can delete or add as we need. So it's nothing's concrete, if that's what you're asking me. Yeah, it's nothing concrete. So
how does that work if someone puts an idea together and you're the one that will say yes or no, if you agree with that, or is it like a group governance agreeing with a change?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Okay. So the answer to that is we have a group party, perhaps in Malta, if that's a go. I don't know if it's going to be a go or not yet. But whenever the group party is formed, it'll be actually a group work party. So the couple of weeks that we're there, we'll take some time out during the day and do some work for the group, and we'll break out into smaller groups, each of us having different agendas, and then each of the groups will come back with solutions on or possible solutions on how they want to proceed post RV. Does that make sense?
Well, this is group work that you're talking about, but I'm talking about the general concept of the structure and the phases. Can everyone, how is that going to work? If something doesn't resonate with some people,
well,
is it going to be, how will that actually evolve?
Yeah, well, it depends upon how many people it doesn't resonate with. One of the things I'm trying to do, for example, going out the door, it's my intention to create a VPN or virtual private network. So going out the door, post RV, one of the things I have to do is buy a couple of computer companies, hardware and software companies, build these computers, and then ship them out to all the members for free. And within the VPN, the software of that VPN will allow us to communicate and ask questions and get answers, et cetera, in real time. So if we come into a situation where we need to take a vote on something, then yeah, we can probably implement some kind of a voting scheme within the VPN structure. Or we can get together in physical somewhere and go for another holiday if you want. You know, we can do it that way too. Whatever works.
Because it's incredibly important to the success of this project going forward that it's, I mean, I would hope it will evolve because everything.
Yep, it will. We're a group.
And if it doesn't evolve, then I don't know how it will, you know, will continue, because how can you know how things will be in future?
Well, the way we work from a spiritual perspective in WBG is twofold. We work from a servant leadership style, and also we work from a higher perspective where we allow spirit to guide us to where we need to be. So in other words, if we decide as a group that we want something, then we allow spirit to provide it for us, and the doors will open. It's that simple. That's part of the creation of reality construct, if you want to call it that. That process I sort of touch on Sunday nights. We have a spiritual workshop that we talk about that law of attraction or cosmic law of cause and effect. Same thing. We talk about that very thing and how to create specific things.
Well, I do understand that because that's the very basics of my coaching, which I've mentioned to you in the past as well. And that's certainly an area I understand exceptionally well, which I've been teaching for 20, 30 years. So, I mean, the practical aspect to see how everyone's going to work together, I think that's really important. And people... backgrounds are respected and appreciated, and perspectives are taken into account as well. So I don't know how that practical aspect is going to work.
Well, that's something that we can talk about when we have our work holiday as well, right? When we get together as a group, we'll be there all in at least the main core will be there of the group.
Because everyone's got different areas of strength.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we tried early, about a year or so ago, we tried to put a questionnaire on the back office, and we haven't had a few questions answered, but for the most part, people right now, pre-RV, people seem to be very tight with their information. So we're going to be leaving most of that, contact information until after the RV, and then we'll hit that type of question again. So we'll get that kind of information when we need it.
I think that's a good idea because so much is changing in everyone's lives that perhaps some people aren't sure of what the correct answer is, and what they think was correct a year ago may not be correct for them. Mm-hmm. May not resonate in the near future.
Yeah.
Like I never thought I would be healing pits, which I'm doing right now. I didn't think that a year ago. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, we all get pushed in the direction where we need to go. Not necessarily where we want to go, but where we need to go to grow. Well, right?
We thought we were going in that direction. Like I'm loving what I'm doing, but I never thought that I would be doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It just is naturally evolving, and I wouldn't have even realized that a year ago, even thought that was part of my journey.
Mm-hmm. I know. I have similar experiences. You never know until you're put in a position where you are given an opportunity to do something that you never really thought of, and then all of a sudden you start trying out and like, oh, I rather like this.
Exactly. And I am very fortunate that I'm currently not working, I've got the time to explore different options. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to Luna just I think yesterday that a cat I'm looking after within one day, a 16-year-old cat that wasn't digesting food, within a day it's absolutely fine, the cat. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So that to me is so rewarding, to heal a cat. I never thought it would bring so much joy into my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
But I really believe that you're on the road to find your perfect place for your retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing
and
is,
to
Luna,
discover more gifts that you have.
Exactly,
right? Which
exactly.
is what you're doing. Yeah,
exactly. And being on this island now, because I'm purposely living a gypsy life to figure out which area resonates with me. I could have stay in one place, but it would just feel not right. Just it's my journey, my path. And this island is so beautiful. Like I wake up happy, I go to bed happy, everyone seems to be so content on the island. that it feels like it's a perfect place to heal people. And if I hadn't come here for a longer period, I would never have realized that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Fantastic.
So I feel very grateful and privileged to have this opportunity to spend the time here.
It's nice when you can help help the animals out a little bit.
And what's amazing is the children who are afraid of pets and walk up to the dog Sherpa I'm looking after at the moment, who's a big dog, they then overcome their fear of pets when they interact with this big dog. So it's children overcoming their fears. And I've had three experiences just in the last couple of days.
Wow.
Of that, a little children overcoming their fear of
That's dogs. Great, Elizabeth.
Which state are you in, Elizabeth?
I'm currently in Auckland, and I'm on an island called Waiheke Island, which is a 40-minute ferry trip from Auckland. North Island. North Island, Auckland. And I'm purposely like getting out of my comfort zone all the time. It's quite stressful, but I'm doing it with intention to figure out where I want to be, like where will be my New Zealand base. And this island is so beautiful. It's so magical. The water is so clean and the people are so friendly. It's very international, which resonates with me, more of an international community here. So it is Waiheke Island. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could, when I read your email about where you were, I told you I could feel the peace in that place. I could feel it off of what I was reading, how peaceful it is. And that, to me, it felt like you found a home.
I feel that way. And and here also, like, there are more permanent residents. There are many places I've been to, like the Coromandel, which I'm sure Glenn will either have been to or definitely heard of. It's a holiday area. And I spent 4 weeks in Hahe, which is beautiful. However, 70% of the residents it's a holiday home, so it's almost deserted, and 30% are permanent residents. So here it feels like there's more of a community because there are more permanent people living here.
Right.
And I think that's that just feels better to me, that there are more permanent people. Of course, people are coming and going, but there's more of a community feeling here and more international. Kiwis returning, mixed marriages, all sorts of people who are here, and they seem to, it's so dog friendly. The dogs are allowed on the buses, and the dogs are welcome in the cafes, and it's more relaxed here, not so many rules and regulations. People just do what they like. And that resonates more with me because I don't like all these stupid rules.
Restrictions, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. It's almost like they're already entering 5D, right? It already feels, which is probably why you feel more comfortable there.
I think you're right, Luna, because I could feel the stress in Auckland when I returned to Auckland after having been in Christchurch for so long. And Auckland's really being targeted, I feel, by the deep state. Yep. And people are so stressed in Auckland.
Right.
And it's been quite challenging for me to be there when I see all the stress, and all the animals in Auckland are quite stressed. And one lady I know, she said when she takes her dog and cat to her holiday home, Port Waikato, the animals are happier. The animals can feel the stress in Auckland. They're happier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That says it all, eh?
Well, it does, because a healing place is where pets are happy and bouncing and joyful. And how can I have a retreat in my former neighborhood when the animals are stressed there? It doesn't kind of feel right, does it, to have that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's so close to Auckland. It's 40 minutes by ferry. It just feels really quite magical. So I think it would be a beautiful base here for a healing center here.
Beautiful. I like it.
and the animals will love it too.
Yeah. Like, they're just so chilled and relaxed and friendly. There's no aggression with, you know, the dogs amongst each other, and it's just so beautiful here. It's been quite a journey, like moving all the time, but I think in the end it's worth the discomfort of having to move to figure out the location.
How long are you there, Elizabeth? How long are you there?
4 weeks in total.
Oh, 4 weeks, wow.
So I'm quite fortunate to be here for 4 weeks.
Well, I'm sure that they're very happy that they found you, right?
Well, I get on very well with the owners, and they were going to take their cat to the vet because it just wasn't digesting food. All the food kept coming out, and the cat, the food went in the litter box, like it was pooing 6-10 times a day in a litter box. And as soon as I looked after the cat, it goes to the toilet outside, not once inside in the litter box. And the cat's fine.
Yeah.
I changed the food, I added some hemp oil, and the cat is really good. So I didn't make big changes.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
The owners are very, very nice. So I think they're grateful. They seem very grateful I'm here. Yeah.
Beautiful.
American lady and the Kiwi husband.
All right. Any more questions? Or
I just thought I'd mention that where I am, we've got pyramids here.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sacred, very, very ancient sacred land to where I would like to go. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are the pyramids in the water or are they on land?
Oh, they're on land. You can actually see them.
Oh, nice.
Where are you exactly, Kay?
I'm on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, which is up from Brisbane. Yeah.
Whereabouts on the Sunshine Coast?
Very close to Noosa Heads.
Okay. Oh, very nice area.
Yep.
Beautiful. Yeah,
I'm actually staying a bit outside of Gympie at the moment, 48 k's out of Gympie at the moment. That's quite sacred land as well, because the Aboriginals there, where I am, have actually acknowledged it. So where I am, I've been getting some healing done for myself, and I've been there for 3 months. So yeah, I've been getting some healing from that, from the land as to where I am.
Nice.
But yeah, it's quite area. But it's a very, very ancient area. So they have got, we have got pyramids here.
Wow.
And the government shut it down. There's probably caves underneath that we're not allowed to be there, because it's too sensitive, because they don't want us to know the information about that's in there.
Of course not.
So so as soon as they get wiped out, the happier we'll be. we've got a very dark and sinister three-tiered government structure here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're not too far off in Canada as well. I think we're second worst to you guys.
Actually, the same is here, because we're all under the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We were.
Exactly. It has gone. We're just waiting for the whole structure to completely dissolve.
Down. Yeah.
Exactly.
Anytime now, okay.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
Right.
Yeah. Ready, set, go.
We think about Australia a lot here.
Okay.
We do. We've been praying for you guys, you know. Yeah. And at the same time, I would ask for our deliverance as well, because we were pretty strict. We're the two countries in the world that had the strictest rules, eh?
Yeah.
The longest COVID rules. Yeah. Both of us. You're first. You're number one, and we're right behind you.
Yep.
So even the Americans couldn't believe how strict it was for us the whole time, right? Well, because we do our Zooms twice a week, right? Yeah. So they got to see us during that whole time and they couldn't believe how strict it was. And we haven't been able to travel into the United States if you're unvaccinated, right?
Because I can't go either. I've been wanting to do Dr. Joe Dispenza course for years and I can't go to the US. Mm-hmm. I cannot go. Yeah. I have heard, Luna, April, they're dropping the rules.
Yeah, but, I heard that too.
Maybe do some research. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, all my April. Son will tell me right away when I can travel. He knows.
So, yeah,
he's vaccinated. So, he's vaccinated, so he knows, you know.
He does. April, it could actually line up because I'm following the financials very closely, and I may have said to Luna as well, March 20th. Is a very important date.
March 20th?
The European Central Bank's full clearing adoption of ISO and the new messaging standard, ISO 222, and it's the Ethereum upgrade as well, which is really important to flush the money, the bad money, into the new system. And they're starting to move liquidity and volume into the new the quantum financial system, which is based on Stellar, the Stellar network. So I feel, because I've been quite stressed, thinking it's going to happen any day, but I feel a bit more relaxed now. And I was saying to Luna as well, because I mean, nobody knows, of course, we're all hypothesizing, but the financial dates are really important and it is white hat controlled everything. So the first big date is the 20th of March. So that's when I'm thinking possibly before nothing will happen, before the 20th of March. And Protocol 19 is June 8th. So we've got a few big dates in June as well for the financials of the new quantum financial system. So that's why I'm, anything can happen, but I'm just not anticipating, because they have to set everything up and have the new financial system ready before they crash the old. And it's going to be a series of black swan events.
But I thought the ISO stuff was supposed to be completed as of February 1st.
No. It's actually, would you believe it will be completed? Would you believe in October, November, Luna? And that's because the US Fed ISO adoption is going to be in October, November of this year. So the latest it will, these events will finalize and the RV will take place, I believe, will be October, November. But I think because of the US, the Fed adopting ISO 222, however, probably it will happen prior March if we're lucky, otherwise in June, because there's June 8th is Protocol 19 and June 19th is actually more is ISO migration with Bank of England, which is massive, the Bank of England. And again, Ethereum upgrade, another Ethereum upgrade. So these dates are important. The final date for the year is October, November is the US Fed ISO adoption. So it's definitely not complete.
The US ISO adoption, really?
Yeah, the Fed. So it's happening different dates for different regions around the world, and the European is March the 20th. So from that date, big things will happen. Of course, a lot of big things are happening, but what they're saying is there's a series of black swan events happening across the world. One is the stock market crash, which of course we're all waiting for, but also the housing market crash, many different events, and also the court case for Evergrande is on the 20th of March. That's on the 20th of March as well. So that's a massive date. And that's why I'm not as stressed as I was in the past. I'm a bit more relaxed now because I am starting to put the pieces of the puzzle together and better understand what actually is going on and why it's taking so long. They did a UBI test, universal basic income was tested for the Ukraine, for humanitarian relief for the Ukraine, and that beta test did go well. So they're doing a series of small tests before they roll out the UBI for the whole world.
No date on that, though.
Sorry?
Is there a date on that?
That took place already for the Ukraine, and that was successful.
Yeah, no, the other one for the world.
The other ones, my first date is March the 20th, but I think they want to have all these tests done. So when everything crashes and UBI is distributed to the whole world, that they will have tested everything.
Okay, so what you're basically saying is that March 20th is going to be the kickoff date for a whole bunch of Black Swan events leading up to these special dates like June the 8th, and then, you said March 20th, June 8th?
March 20th is starting, is probably when we'll see a lot more happening from that date. June 8th is Protocol 19, and Protocol 19 is really liquidity and volume starting.
Yeah. That's to flush the old one, right?
Kazarian money.
Yeah.
Flushing the old Kazarian money to the new system. So
That's on our anniversary, by the way, June the 8th. Good luck.
It is.
It is.
Well, good thing someone's keeping track.
Sorry, Kay.
I was just going to say tier one and tier two have just been paid, so it should roll on from here. So there's no dates. It's actually imminent. So I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. So it's just it's when it happens.
Yeah.
I don't feel that it's, you know, everything is going to take a while before everything actually settles. But the first priority they are going to come forward is with the RV it's got to happen first. For what I'm feeling, that they cannot hold this any longer. It has to move. Because us light workers that are doing the humanitarian project, the off-worlders know for a fact that we really need that right now.
Yep.
I don't feel dates.
No argument here.
No. What I'm hearing with QSI is that the stock market has to crash first before the RV is released. It will be in that order. And then there'll be re-evaluation of physical metals after that. And with the RV, it may very well happen that we'll be given a certain amount of funds first to start our projects.
That's
and
right.
Then more over time, because they want to see how we manage the money, how responsible we are, not that we go off and do something stupid. So we're all being tested all the time. We won't be all of a sudden in the full amount.
Yeah, that's about right.
Also feel that UBI is going to happen
most likely
be
like baby UBI. It can't happen before.
After the crash is what I said.
And nothing will happen before the stock market crashes.
No.
Yeah, we have to get rid of fiat first.
Yeah.
Fiat money, it must die first.
Yep.
They're flushing it into the new system. They're flushing the deep state money, everything they're flushing into the new QSI. So the quantum financial system, they're flushing it in. It's a massive, taking years to
rubber banding
and the rest people.
Yeah. All right. Well, any more questions?
Comments?
Comments? No.
Nope.
All right, you guys.
Call it a day.
Call it a night. Yeah. Call it a night, man.
Yeah.
Every time we hear, it could happen with intention, unfortunately. And now that I know it, I'm not as stressed as I was before.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Nice to see you, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do this again on maybe next Saturday night. I'll try and do the same thing. Give everybody a chance in the west or the east, I guess, to have questions and answered and be able to talk a little bit as well, like we have tonight.
Yep. All right, you guys.
We'll see you Wednesday if you're around. If not, next Saturday.
Yep.
Okay. Enjoy.